This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back. Holy shit. Year 12 of the Buckets Over Under Challenge. We did it in 2018. We did it in 2019, twice last year, and now it's 2022. So technically, not necessarily 4 years, sorry, not necessarily 19 years, but 4 years. That's pretty impressive. I don't have to recap at all. You guys know these guys at this point. I mean, there's Zeus who won the first year. Adam won the second. Marty won 2 last year. Mickey Mouse titles. I don't even consider them championships. And then we have Billy. We have Jesse. We have Chris Wendelken. And me, of course, your lovely host who is picking poorly on purpose so that my guests win. I would feel bad inviting you guys all here, charging you $82 and stealing your money. Until this year. This year I'm going to win. As always, these are over-under picks. Everybody has a line set by Vegas. We have 30 teams over, 30 teams under, 60 picks total, 7 captains, 8 teams each. Winner is the person who does the best against the spread. Last year, Zeus went first. Golden State Warriors fans. This year, you'll never believe it. Zeus is going first again. Last year, I believe he took the Warriors under, which turned out to be a great pick. Self-loathing, haterade, worked out to his benefit. Zeus, you're on the clock. Who do you like with your first pick of the 4th annual Buckets Over Under Draft?
With the first pick, once I figured out I had the number one pick, it was between two teams.
Okay.
Both in the Eastern Conference.
Wow.
Both with overs.
Yeah.
I ended up flipping a coin because I couldn't choose.
This is how James Worthy was drafted.
Okay.
What kind of coin?
A penny.
Wow. The hardest part is tough flip.
Because the first time I flipped it, I didn't denote what heads and what tails meant.
So Classic penny.
Yeah, so it was like heads, and you were like, all right, now, and I have to actually make it
didn't
mean
didn't work
something.
Very well.
Right. Yeah,
so then I flipped again, and the team that won, I think the last time they did anything that resembled sort of first or number one overall pick was in 2001. When this team drafted Kwame Brown, and for the first time since then, I'm taking the over for the Washington Wizards.
Wow. I absolutely love it. Washington Wizards was not on my board. I didn't know you were such a Laker fan that you believe in Kyle Kuzma, Trez Harrell, KCP joining Bradley Beal over 33.5.
It does have a Laker ties that any team nowadays that loses Russell Westbrook gets better. And last year, they had 34 wins. Westbrook kind of playing his annoying sort of my turn self. And this year they don't have it and they've actually got some talent. So 33.5 seems like stealing.
Zeus, does it bother you that you now have to watch Washington Wizards games?
It will bother me if I have to watch Washington Wizards games in February after they trade Bradley Beal. But until that happens, I'll be all right.
This is a high risk, high reward pick. I will warn you guys, last year there were only 72 games. So I hope you didn't choose all of your picks based on last year's win total. Because that 34 wins.
Oh, percentage-wise, that's even better.
Okay. All right, great.
And I've got good news for you.
You shouldn't have told me until the end. I was basing everything on that number.
Washington over 33.5. I like it. But high risk if they go 2-8 and then they trade Beal and it's a complete rebuild season. I've noticed in the last few years, like a team can win like 19 of their first 30 and then decide, no, not this year, and then lose 31 games in a row. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be rooting for one of those teams. But it's fun to have that team's under and then just you keep on milking that cash cow. Next up. Just like last year, Chris Wendelken of the Swish FM podcast. You're on the clock with the number 2 pick.
Great. Thanks, Amir. First, let me say welcome everyone to Buckets. My name is Chris Mendelkin, and yeah. I'm very excited to share some free valuable investment advice.
Okay.
So here we go with first overall selection. We are going out west.
Out west.
To Salt Lake City. We're taking the Utah Jazz over.
Ooh, wow.
51 and a half. We're going wow. over that number. Utah, you know, is just a machine here in the regular season with the wins. They're just like the epitome of boring ass consistency. They fly below the radar. They have an impossible home court advantage. We're not concerned about their playoff track record, which is obviously, you know, leaves a lot to desired. But I just think, like, barring Donovan Mitchell getting hurt, the team is deep and they have experience. They played together for a while. They're just going to be as good as they were last year. And Vegas has them almost like 7 or 8 games worse. So I like this team. Mitchell, Gobert, Jordan Clarkson, Rudy Gay, Mike Conley, Hassan Whiteside, Ingles, Bogdanovich, Royce O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Whiteside.
This is their Whiteside. It's the highest over-under in the West. Lakers and Jazz are tied with 51 and a half.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
But that number didn't scare you. You're looking at a 60-win team right there.
No, I mean, they won 52 games last year on a 72-game schedule. So you prorate those those 52 wins, and it's more like a 59-win team on an 82-game schedule.
You got
so
a
it's,
prorate, AB.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel that. Like yep. Vegas is saying the team is going to be, you know, 7 or 8 games worse, and I think they're going to be just as good as they were last year. So I got Utah on the over here.
I like it. Especially because I wasn't considering it. You know what? I really thought as a Knicks fan, you would take the Knicks over. But you know what? We have two more Knicks fans that might be thankful you didn't take the Knicks over. Starting with...
Winter Adam Lustig.
Correct. 2019 winner? 2018 winner? I already forget. But Adam did destroy 18? 1 year. 18, yes, 19? 1 year yeah. So Adam, this is your first pick.
Okay, cool.
Sage advice. Let's hear it.
Okay, thanks. Curious about your investment advice, Chris, just as a side note. But here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and take the defending champs Milwaukee Bucks over. I think it's a little crazy that they're only at 54 and a half. I think this is easy. Like, I don't know. I could see this team winning 63 to 65 games this year. Seems like I have this sort of sense that it's a little bit like when Jordan got his team over the hump in that first title in 91, and then those Bulls were good for like 60 plus wins no matter what for the like, or like at least 58 ish or so,
yeah,
for like the rest of his tenure basically. Did they lose anyone significant that I'm not realizing? It just looks like, I don't
Giannis.
Know, it just seems like
Giannis signed
Giannis.
With
yeah, yeah. Giannis went to Cleveland. The
Magic. That's yeah. right, I forgot about that.
Ray, like very under the radar.
I believe yeah, the only Giannis, lost
did you compare Giannis to Michael Jordan?
I would you only in that it just seems like now that Giannis is over the hump of that first chip, it's I don't know, I could imagine him playing with like just outrageous amounts of confidence in the team in general, playing like just like really footloose and fancy free. And I think they're good for 60 wins, and I think they'll run away with the East, to be honest. So I'm gonna go Milwaukee over, sir.
All right, so we got three yeah. teams, three overs. You guys know what you like. Billy, will you be yeah. the first hater out here and choose an under? Or are you sticking with the theme? Great teams overperforming.
No, I will go. I walk my own path. Regardless of the first three picks, this might surprise some of you. I am confident in this pick.
Wow. Billy, you've been notoriously bad at this draft. Is that fair to say?
Yes, definitely fair to say. And yeah. also underprepared. Not yes. just bad. Also yeah. underprepared. Yeah. They may be related.
We don't know.
And folks, I got news for you. I'm as underprepared as ever. I just ate a box of pasta and one sausage and signed on to Zoom. But here we are. And I looked at a blog, and that blog said Cleveland Cavaliers over 26 and a half.
Yeah.
Sex land.
Wow.
Sex land.
I'm very curious what that
blog
is.
To the blog.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like NBAhoopstalk.net. It's nothing that you're really going to write
Cavs.
Out. Yeah. Literally just had good search engine optimization.
Yeah.
But I'm here. I'm nervous for when you say why. Ask me why I picked that. And yeah. I feel like I've already given you my answer. But
what did you Google search to find the blog? I guess is my question.
Okay. That's a better question, I think. Yeah. I wrote best over under picks 2021. And that actually led me to a bunch of NFL sites. Yep. So then I added.
And the Browns are looking great.
Yeah. Cardinals, safe bet. But then I found some low grade basketball blog, and the second pick below the Brooklyn Nets under was the Cleveland Cavs over. And I said to myself, rather than have to root for a team with Kevin Durant and James Harden to lose 26 times,
yeah,
why not just pick a team with two maybe up and coming players, maybe three or four? Who the hell knows? Do they still have Isaiah Hartenstein? If they do,
he's on the Clippers, I think. Yeah.
Damn it. All right. So I regret my pick immediately, but we're going Cavs 26 and a half over. Final answer.
I like it. I appreciate it. And another one of those games you're going to be able to watch at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. tip. It's it's 5 p.m. and Cleveland's already down 12 to the Celtics somehow.
That's right.
But you have some rooting interest. That's exciting.
The fourth pick of the draft goes to them.
And you're hoping they don't have the fourth pick in the NBA draft in June or July or whenever it is.
Well done, Amir.
Okay. Which leads you to me, your humble commish. Last year, worst pick of the draft was my first pick, the Knicks under, which I choose every year because, you know, the Knicks
despite us.
Yeah, just despite you. And I find myself rooting against the Knicks because my friends seem to like them. And that pick came to bite me in the butt because their coach, this guy Thibodeau, takes the regular season so seriously.
He takes the preseason.
Yes, Randall is out here shooting game winners because the Garden fucking loves it. And it was so frustrating to me last year. This year, I'm going all in, folks. Knicks over 41 and a half with my first pick. I didn't think it'd be there. I'm glad it fell to me. Go New York. Go New York. Be good. This is better than 500. Yeah,
this is great for the text chain, Amir. This is great because now you are rooting for the Knicks in this perverse way. You're a Knicks fan.
Last year I took Portland under and it kind of fucked with me because I'm always rooting for the Blazers to lose. Oh no, that was good because I wanted the Blazers to lose. This year I'm rooting against them with my heart, but my brain wants them to win for my finances. It's going to be a weird season, but I think I'm okay hitching my wagon to a Tom Thibodeau overextending himself. And if the Knicks should fall apart, then that's okay too. I'm sort of hedging against my emotions.
We have a regular season roster. I'll say that. We have like 11 really good guys that can just win you boring regular season games, but we don't have a playoff roster that will win you important games. So it's a good bet.
That's great. That's exactly what I want to hear.
I know.
That's what you sort of told me last year. Like Tom Thibodeau does not take any nights off. Julius Randle will play 40 minutes a game and they'll win a lot of regular season games. You're right. And they're over under, I thought would be higher. I assume they're at least a 500 win team and that would bring them to 41 wins. And if they overperform that, you know, you just want to be in the black on these picks. If you can get six out of these eight right, you have a great chance at winning, which brings us to Team Jesse. Jesse, who do you have as your first pick?
Similar to Billy, I do bad at this, but dissimilar to Billy, I overprepare and I really, really do look at it a long, long time. I would have loved to be the hater and choose some unders here, but I have to admit the first team on my board is the Atlanta Hawks over. I think they had some obscenely good record with their coach last year. I had their under and they were on pace to shatter it. And then they fired the coach and they went on a torrid pace. So they're really good with the new coach. I watched them in the playoffs. They were really fun. I thought they were excellent. And 46 and a half seems pretty low. They won 41 last year in your truncated season.
Thank you. So thank you for calling it that.
Prorate that and they get that they get around 46, 47. And so hopefully they're better.
Yeah, they definitely started off slow and then got super, super hot and then took that into the playoffs. So if you're riding the momentum of last year, plus it's a fun team to root for, like you said. Trae Young is just a fun guy to have on your team.
That would have been my other if it was.
Well, the coin flip.
Oh, wow.
Exciting.
You can't imagine how much money is going to change hands based on that single coin flip.
I would have been very happy with Bucks over. I thought that was a great pick earlier. I didn't want
you know what? I'm already sensing a three-team trade here.
1A, 1B.
From Washington over. You said Washington over.
Yeah, but yeah, it could be a three-teamer.
You said Cleveland Washington over. Bucks. You said Washington Cleveland Bucks. Over.
I LOL that you're Cleveland.
Although that's really all I'm looking for on any podcast.
Me and Zeus love Evan Mobley, so we're in with you for Evan for Evan Mobley's sake.
That's right. Fight on, USC. Go Trojans. All right. Jesse takes Atlanta over. So far, everybody has an over. T. Martin, not to be confused with Tennessee Volunteer ex-quarterback T. Martin, but Team Martin.
Wow.
Back-to-back picks. Who you got? And is it going to be your hometown Blazers?
And also, how does it feel to be the number 7 pick in this draft?
Well, there's a little bit of suspicion around how this all got put together.
Yeah, just right? Your pick.
Back-to-back.
Talk it out, Marty. Talk it out.
Champion.
Talk it out.
No one saw the draft order get chosen.
I didn't see it.
And the office, the majority of the day, couldn't do it there for some reason.
As weird. Always, just used a random.org, random shady, list generator.
Shady commissioner, know. Folks.
Also, this is this is the one draft where draft order means so little. The first pick might as well be dead last.
Talk it out, Marty.
You can
talk
swap out, your picks, you take the opposite, times. And it's back fine.
1993, 1994, two times. Roll them over, 1 year, and then the next. Two times. Back to back. Flip them upside down, any way you want it, two times.
Anyway,
what the audio, hell?
He came with media
from Apple Podcasts.
Marty brought media. Marty has done more preparation for his sort of extra sides than Billy did for the actual
intro. Zeus,
my 5 years combined can't deal with that clip.
This is my job, Zeus, and I'll take my time. I've earned my seat.
You'll take your two time.
Take your time. Take your time, big guy. Take your time, big guy.
Yeah. One of them, I should say one of them was just for the 8 games in the bubble before the actual playoffs. But yeah, you have won twice.
Two time. Yeah. Two time. There's more media.
One
there
single time full season. Yeah.
Minute
yeah.
Clip.
Yeah.
He brought a clip. I'm not blowing past that freaking audio drop. Marty doesn't do drops.
And it wasn't back-to-back by Drake either. It was something I'd never heard of.
He's running it back, folks.
Credit card slice two times. It doesn't matter. I did it.
Okay. I don't know what TikTok that's from, but yeah.
With the first
anyway, I'll take Cleveland over. Oh, no.
Taken. Taken, folks.
With the first pick, you know, you were talking. I think you said you took the Blazers under last year. You definitely took the Blazers over, right?
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
you're stealing that from me.
Yeah.
So this year, I have it fall to me. I'm definitely gonna take that with my first pick.
Blazers over
around that.
All right.
And with
Blazers over 44, was it 44 and a half?
Blazers.
Yeah. Yeah, 44 and a half.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember, Marty.
Did you think it was 34? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was closer to what the Knicks have, but it's okay. We'll stick with it. I think it's fine because on the way back, we're going to take the first under.
Portland under. That way I'm breaking even. Let's go.
I'm going to take the Los Angeles Clipper under.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. Needed to hear that, Clippers. Okay. So Clippers under 42 and a half. So basically you're saying last year's playoffs didn't count. They're a worse team without Kawhi. They're not going to make it to 500. Preseason also doesn't count. Portland's looked like hot, hot garbage trash in the preseason. They're going to be fine in the regular season.
Preseason doesn't mean anything. Hey, did you guys know that tripe isn't fish?
All right, moving on. We have
go on. Go on.
I ordered tacos and I thought tripe was fish. And I guess it's beef stomach lining. And it's just that one
it's
bite.
Beef stomach lining. Gross.
I don't feel good. But anyway,
I got a fun fact. I got a fun fact.
Yeah.
You guys familiar with the rapper Juelz Santana?
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, you texted us this one. Yeah.
His real name is LeRon James.
That's pretty good.
LeRon.
I know why you'd want a pseudonym then.
I can't handle it. I've known this for 5 days and I wake up, it's the first thing I think of.
Actually,
you should go back, Billy. You think you should go OG?
Yes. Yes.
LeRon.
Imagine being bored, LeRon James. So
LeRon James. Exactly. I actually knew about tripe from a Simpsons episode where they make the kids swallow tripe after Lisa says, you don't expect us to swallow this tripe. And it was indeed beef intestines. Know your Simpsons history.
What are the options were the options were beef, chicken, tripe. I just thought tripe would be a fish option. That's crazy to make it another
reason.
Beef option.
Yeah.
Your brain went trout.
Like tripe is a fish. It's like, so I don't know. It just sounds like a mix between trout and like,
okay.
I don't
Let's,
know.
Here's what I'll say. I know it's almost midnight in New York. Amir, really got it. When Delphin's falling asleep, we can't keep talking about fish.
I'm certain that you want to keep moving on, but one last fish request from Marty.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, great. Marty, you have a long time until it's your picks again. When you come back around, can you have a new fact for us? Yeah, that's my request.
Absolutely. No, I'll pull up some more media for you, Billy.
Or a new song. Yeah, or a new song.
Two time.
Love that. All right, so we'll check in with Marty soon. That's all.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Jesse, who you got with pick number two? Did Martin steal one of your picks?
I would have been happy with the Clippers under, but I don't think I would have taken them right now. I think I'll go with similar logic, a team that was good in the second half despite losing a good player. Give me the Nuggets over.
Huh.
I think they figured out how to play without Murray, and they were really good, and they're kind of being slept on, and all the other teams grabbed the headlines, and they're still really, really good.
I looked at them. But like 48 is a lot of wins for a team.
I know. I wish it was a little lower, but Michael Porter Jr. is awesome, and they got Aaron Gordon, and they played well. And I wish it was a little lower, but I think like they're going to be in the upper 40s.
Yeah,
it feels safe to me. I don't think they're obviously injury is a concern for everybody, but barring an injury, I think they'll be right around that number.
I don't think Jokic can get injured. He doesn't. It's like me on a basketball court. He doesn't run and he doesn't jump.
He doesn't move fast enough to get hurt.
Yeah,
it's just like a stomach ache.
He can
just
have a stomach ache. Unfortunately, everybody else, Porter and Gordon and everyone else can get injured. But yeah, he can.
Yeah. Well, Porter doesn't believe in, I think, any medicine. So I think he'll be fine as long as
Porter has had COVID 19 times.
Yeah, he's got the antibodies. He's good.
COVID 19 means something very different for Michael Porter Jr.
Okay, back to me. Team Amir, we have the Knicks over 41.5. So far, my team is looking awesome based on last year's results. Second pick, I'm going with a team that I want to root for anyway, a team that I think will be very exciting and at least finish 500. Give me LaMelo Ball's Charlotte Hornets over 38.5. That seems kind of low. I'm okay with them being 40 and 42, maybe even 42 and 40 plus. It's a team I want to watch anyway. So while I'm ignoring the Knicks playing basketball on MSG, I'll be able to watch a Charlotte game at 4 p.m. on, what is it, Spectrum? What's their local affiliate? Anybody? Marty, pull that up by the time it gets back to you. I'd like to know.
I think it's Comcast.
It's Spectrum.
I think it's Comcast, as a matter of fact.
I'd love to hear a local commercial when it's back.
Wow, yeah, Marty, when it gets to you, please.
Media
local,
master.
Local Charlotte Spectrum.
A local tripe commercial.
I think LaMelo is going to be exciting. Second year, and he was already so, so good. And the team just shoots a lot of threes, and I want to watch their games anyway. So, yeah, Hornets over 38.5. Back to William, whose first pick was from a blog called NBAHoops.Cavs/Buzz.
That's right.
Who you got with pick number two?
Well, on that topic, I did want Buzz City, but back to my Buzz blog.
Okay.
I am happy to report that no one has taken the first post on NBABuzzCity.blog or whatever the hell I'm looking at. And now we're rooting for injuries, folks. We want people to go down, and we want them to go down hard. And where do we want them to go down? In one of my favorite boroughs, in one of my favorite cities. Bye-bye, Brooklyn. Bye-bye. We're taking the under. We're taking Nets. Bye-bye.
Wow, Nets under. They do have the highest over under at 56.5. Holy shit.
Yep.
They don't give a shit that Curry.
Part of you, Billy, you mentioned it in the first round, knowing right. because you're like, I've done no research, no one was going to want it.
Yes.
You got your first pick in the second.
Wow. Round.
I'm getting everything me and buzzcityblog.nba.hotspot wants right now.
Are you worried at all about Kevin Durant and James Harden being so good at basketball that as long as they have one of them, they'll probably win 50 some odd games?
Honestly, terrified.
Yeah.
And beyond that, they also have Patty Mills and Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge and a whole host of other very talented basketball players who could win a whole lot of games without Kyrie Irving. Yeah. But blogspot.hotspot.something.com told me to do it. Here we are.
I will say your picks to a layman would be like, wow, this guy's really sharp. He's taking the Cavs over. What is he? He's not just taking good teams to do well and bad teams to do poorly. You're like, you're thinking next level shit. I don't know if it'll actually come true, but your picks look the smartest right now.
My picks have a vibe, and that's fine. That's
yeah.
right.
yeah. Okay. Brooklyn under 56.5. Back to Lustig.
Thank you.
Who is in Hawaii right now, chose Milwaukee over 54.5. What do you got with pick number two?
Okay, here's a pick that I like to, I think I'm taking almost to spite myself. And that is, I'm going to take the Houston Rockets over. Understood to be one of the worst teams coming into the season.
Yep.
I can't get over how much I like Jalen Green. I kind of think he's a lock for Rookie of the Year. He's one of the most fun players to watch in the league. This is a Jalen Green-centric choice. I just want to watch him play. So Rockets over. I understand that they're bad.
Yeah.
I know that they'll be poor, but I hope that they'll be good.
Yes, that's understandable. Did you see his catch? On the sidelines yesterday.
He's amazing. Yeah.
it was like one of those, it was just the catch of a basketball looked like a football grab. He jumped 4 feet in the air and grabbed a ball, and that was it.
It's really exciting. Yeah. He's the motor behind this pick. So I stand by it. Rockets.
I mean, what a 180 this team did. Like 2 years ago, this is a team nobody liked with Westbrook and Harden. Now it's like completely demolished. Everything is gone. Yeah. And they're like a G League team with 27.5.
Yeah.
So you can root for the Rockets again. Make the Rockets good again. All right, cool.
Yes.
So you have Milwaukee over and Houston over, that classic duo.
Yeah.
Which brings us back to Wendelkin, who took Utah over 51.5. Are you still awake? Can you hear us from Brooklyn?
Yeah, loud and clear. And what I'm going to do here, I'm home in Brooklyn, New York. I'm going to offer the counterpoint to Billy. So I'm going to take the Brooklyn Nets over 56.5 wins.
Wow. Our first opposite pick.
So, okay. Let me ask you guys something. Is it possible that the Nets may win more games this year without Kyrie Irving? Or like another way of asking that, is it possible the Nets will have like more clearly defined roles with Kyrie off the floor? There's going to be less like stepping on each other's toes in Kyrie's absence. And it's just going to be Durant and Harden full bore. You know, they're going to have more than enough offensive firepower to win in most nights just with those two guys. And without Kyrie on the court, both guys, they're just going to go, you know, balls to the wall. And, you know, like that.
Let us answer that question. I want to go around everybody in this and just say yes or no. Are the Nets better without Kyrie Irving? Jesse, you're first.
No.
Zeus.
Yes, because they're going to trade for someone that fits better for the team.
Wow. 1-1. Marty.
No.
1-2. Adam.
Yeah.
2-2. Amir.
This is insane. They're not the better without an all-star.
But that wasn't the question. What I was saying is it possible that they might win more? Not that they're better. Obviously, having Kyrie Irving.
A better regular season.
No, I mean, I think there's still going to be games that Durant and Harden sit, and then those games Kyrie would have played and helped them win. So it's like, I don't know.
Sure, Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously, given the choice, you would always want Kyrie Irving to be on your team. But I just think that, like, there's a chance that without him,
even if he misses games,
he's definitely going to miss games. But then the other thing to think about
is
that
they lowered the line. The line is under 56 or whatever.
It
would have been 63 or whatever. It would have been a lot higher with Kyrie.
But one thing to think about is the Nets. So that threesome of KD, Durant, and Kyrie, they only played 8 games together last year. And they still won 48 games last year. So if you prorated those 48 wins, that would
word of the week.
They would be a 55 win team on an 82 game schedule. So I'm betting that a team with KD and Harden, let's just say Kyrie never plays. Let's say he's traded or he retires or he just decides he doesn't want to be vaccinated and doesn't want to play this year. I think a team with KD and Harden and all the role players, Patty Mills, Paul Millsap, Blake Griffin playing out of his mind, I think they're going to be at least as good as that team last year. That team last year would have won 55, 56 games. And I think they're going to be even better than that because eventually I suspect that Kyrie will play at some point.
Yeah. Wendelken, my question to you, how many regular season games does Kevin Durant play this year? And how many regular season games does James Harden play this year?
And no spoilers if you know the real answer.
Yeah.
If it's just kind of
keep it vague.
Yeah.
Do you know how many they played last year?
56 and 48. No, I have no idea.
This is a trap question.
Well, Harden was started last year on the Rockets. They didn't even have Harden at the beginning of last year.
Right.
I could just see this season being a lot of rest for star players.
How many games did LeBron play last year?
Well, he got hurt. So
maybe hurt for 40 of 70.
Yeah, I think he played at least 20, 25 games.
Yeah, so I would guess that KD will be something similar. Like maybe he'll play.
But LeBron didn't really rest. LeBron just got hurt for 20 games. He played every game when he was healthy.
I imagine it will be something similar with KD, where it's like, I'm sure he'll have a quad injury or whatever it is. And of the 82 games, maybe he played 65.
It'll probably be something
similar with Harden. But like, guess what? Like James Harden, when he was playing on those Rockets teams, when it was just kind of like that one man show, he was incredible, MVP level like player. So I think that they're going to be pretty good, even if it's just the two of them. And if Kyrie ever comes back on the court, I mean, it's like, it's game over. They'll just blitz through the league.
I think it will help that the top of the East is good again for like the first time in 15 years. They will be motivated to play a little bit more. Like they can't just cruise to whatever record and sit guys the last 2 weeks of the season. They're going to be fighting for seeding and stuff like that.
And say what you want about KD. I mean, the guy definitely plays with like a chip on his shoulder, and he seems they open tomorrow night against the Bucks, right?
Yep. NBA season starts tomorrow.
He is coming for blood. He is going to try to murder the whole league.
He was pretty good last year in the playoffs too. I don't know if you guys caught some of those games, but he played pretty well, actually. A lot of people forget it, but Durant was not bad in some of those games.
He was above average, for sure.
He was fine. He looked good. He was very, very good, actually, some might say. All right, Team Zeus, back-to-back picks. The Marty special. You're going your last pick of the second round, first pick of the third. Who you got?
All right. Well, quick breaking news. Between the time I took my first pick and the time I have this pick, the Washington Wizards, according to Shams, signed Daniel Gafford to a 3-year, $42 million deal.
Promising
even more.
And this is after your pick. Wow, you must feel so lucky. I will trade you New York and Charlotte. So you'll get both of those.
So will I, Zeus.
Mull it over.
So will I.
Okay, I'll take Billy's New York and Charlotte.
Let's go.
All right. But yeah, so I was a little distracted trying to read up on this Daniel Gafford character.
I could tell. I mean, you're over the moon about it. You're fucking trembling at the idea of Gafford locked up for another three seasons.
I am. I love it. And with that, I'm going to go with...
Oh, sorry. Say it first.
The Wizards. A team whose over-under seems way too low for having the coach that they have and the respect in themselves that they have. I'm taking the Spurs over 28.5.
I love that.
28.
That's the Amir Blumenfeld ceremonial pick. Jesus. I had them every year because I just assumed that Greg Popovich is worth at least a 500 team. And they'll definitely push that to the limit this year because their team's not great. But
28.
Kelvin Johnson, American Olympian Kelvin Johnson.
That's true.
Finally
That's
got
30
rid of
wins right there.
Patty Mills, White and Murray can play all the minutes they want. Jakob Poeltl looked great at the end of the year.
Looked great. It is weird that Popovich is still there. Although I thought I read something that's like he's starting to transition away. Like he doesn't retire. He fades over the next year or two. as they start giving coaching responsibilities to other players.
Is he going to start fading away because the team won 27 games? That doesn't seem
like hell no. Yeah. All right. Spurs over.
I'm going there. And then my second is a zag to a pick earlier. Second one already. I'm taking the Houston Rockets under.
Ouch.
For the same reason. They are one. Their over-under is 1 point away from the Spurs, which seems absurd.
That is weird, yeah.
The biggest reason for the over was a rookie's hands catching the
football. And general cool factor.
Yeah, he is cool. And he is very cool.
As a Warriors fan, I've loved rooting against the Rockets, and I'm going to very much enjoy them. What is it? The Chet Holmgren or whatever that guy's name is, sweepstakes.
He's like an 18-year-old who's 7'3", 112 pounds or something. But great handles and an absolute bucket. You're going to want Chet Holmgren.
Have you guys seen him catch a football?
Yeah. I'll see him catch a basketball. Okay, so we got the Spurs. You got took two Texan teams, Washington over, then you took the Spurs over and Rockets under. Right back to Chris, who I guess your NBA finals is already set. You like the Jazz versus the Nets.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year, you took a bunch of shitty teams under at first. You don't like that strategy this year?
Let's talk about the shit. I, for my third pick here, I am going to select the Minnesota Timberwolves under.
Wow.
Under. So last year, Minnesota won 23 games, prorated to an 82-game schedule. That would be 26 wins. Yeah. 26 wins. So Vegas is saying that the T-Wolves are about 9.5 games better, 10 games better than last year's team. And I looked into their offseason, and do you guys know how Minnesota improved themselves? They acquired Patrick Beverley and Torian Prince.
Yep.
Game changers. Prince is going to be a complete, he's a locker room / franchise changing chemistry guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he also follows me on Instagram for some reason. Shout out to Torian Prince.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, like maybe they're a game or two better, but they're not 10 games better.
I think there was snake bit with injuries last year. Was that the thinking? And like, it was an Anthony Edwards fucking showcase festival for.
Respectfully, yeah. As the guy who's picked Minnesota Timberwolves over for the past couple of years, let me tell you this. They are an injury laden team. Like Karl Anthony Towns is a modern tragedy. Like he loses 30 games a season for the saddest reasons. I hope you're not fallen with that same result, Wendelken. But right now, as the guy who's always like, this is the year, and the guy who loves Anthony Edwards like so much, I wish you the best. That's what I got.
Yeah, they're just a sad franchise. I mean snake like it's bit. Just yeah, they always have these injuries. I'm not a big D'Angelo Russell believer, so
Anthony Towns is.
Apparently. Yeah. And they're, I guess, buddies, right? And that's why he like asked the team to acquire Russell. But like they traded Ricky Rubio. They added Alex Rodriguez as their owner.
I think he's playing a little bit of
he's a stretch three. Well. Yeah, he's a 3-and-D guy.
Not good. Yeah. They fired their president of basketball operations like a week after they traded Jarrett Culver and Juancho Hernan Gomez to the Grizzlies.
That was for Pat Bev, right?
Yeah, and they will still be putridly bad on defense. Mm. So
people that Karl Anthony Towns is one of the greatest offensive centers of all time, up there with Hakeem Olajuwon. Is that crazy to me? Like Zach Lowe says that on record.
Like, I think it's because he shoots threes really, really well. So he's like really good in the post and also like shoots like top 10 in the NBA in threes. Like he's 41% or something from three.
Maybe but I'm old school. I don't need my center shooting 40% from threes.
Now like, you're sounding like Greg Popovich. Yeah,
exactly. Over 26 and a half, y'all.
I think the Wolves are going to be very bad and Karl Towns will be asking for a trade by the deadline. That's
wow. That is a
Minnesota under 35 and a half under.
All right, sweet. On to Lustig, third pick. So far, you have the Bucks over, the Rockets over. That's your NBA Finals prediction. Who do you like as your third best pick?
If locker room discomfort and awkwardness were fuel, then I think this car is going to go fast and far, and I'm going to take the Philadelphia 76ers over.
Wow. Over.
I'm going to take Philly over. I don't know what. Does anybody know what's going to happen with Ben Simmons? I mean, like, who, nobody really know. Are they going to
practice today?
He practiced
a phone in his pocket.
Yeah.
Which is a fun little wrinkle to practicing, to just have your phone on you during the practice, which is silly to see.
Right. I don't know. Forged in fire. I'm just sort of hoping that conflict can breed sort of a, I don't know, maybe whether they come out as a more unified team or shattered and Embiid just plays out of spite. I don't know. I think Embiid maybe could be our MVP this year. So why not? Let's say they win 56 games, Sixers over.
Hey, why not? Why can't they win 56 games?
No reason.
It's not impossible. That's not that hard. They're the freaking Sixers. And what if what if they get a good package for Simmons?
Exactly. So I'm rooting for them.
All right. Philadelphia 76ers over 50.5. Yeah. Good pick. William, were you eyeing the Sixers? Because you're on the clock.
Yeah, I was eyeing the Sixers.
Really?
Yeah, I was eyeing the Sixers. Luckily, me and oddschecker.com, new site, y'all, new site, are feeling good.
Oddschecker?
Actually, let me... Let me speak from the heart for a second. This is how I feel about the Memphis Grizzlies this year.
Oh.
And so does Odds Checker. After a couple of years as the surprise upstart darlings of the NBA, Memphis is garnering some respect and recognition.
You're clearly continue.
That's nice. This is, again, this is me speaking from the heart.
Right.
And Odds Checker also agrees.
Yeah.
That's nice, but in the West, you have to continually improving. This offseason feels like the Grizzlies kind of spun their wheels a little bit. That's going to keep them down in the play-in tournament for another year, which is why me and oddschecker.com/US/picks are picking under Memphis Grizzlies 41.5.
It does seem suspiciously high now that I look at it. The Grizzlies to be a 500 team in the West. They're still so young.
Yeah. Ja Morant, all jokes aside, Ja Morant's still like he is the man on SportsCenter, but when you watch a game, he still has I'm waiting to see that winning quality on the court.
De'Aaron Fox, holy shit, he's really good, but it's not necessarily translating to winning basketball yet.
That's a great comp. That's really a great comp. Yeah. Where the record hasn't changed. And you could put Karl Anthony Towns in that but a completely different position where it's you're clearly a star. You clearly have so much skill, but it's not translating to winning basketball. Jaren Jackson's been a little too injured. I feel like I'm seeing the same roster that I've seen for a long time, and I just don't see them in the West being an above 500 team this year. So I'm hoping that me and these blogs that I keep just looking at are going to win me about 600 cold this year.
You're definitely looking at a lot of blogs. I'll give you that much.
Appreciate that.
And I do like the pick. I like, now that I stare at it, it seems too low or seems too high.
Thank you. Me and the internet agree.
Okay. Now I'm flying a little bit off the handles here. A bunch of my options were off the board. Hopefully I would have been wrong selecting them. So I'm going to go to a team that caught my eye, a team that looks like they're having fun out there. And honestly, isn't that good enough to win 24 games to keep me in the positive?
Yes.
So give me the Orlando Magic over 22.5.
That's a mess.
Cole Anthony looks like a fun dude. Jalen Suggs, an exciting youngster. And I don't know who else is on their team, but it looks like they're having fun out there. And isn't that the most important thing?
Amir, you continually clown the NBA by way of the Orlando Magic on Twitter. Whenever you make an NBA, a lame NBA joke, it's always about
Orlando.
All right.
So, but I also make fun of the Knicks, you know, my picks.
This is what I'm saying.
You contain multitudes.
Yes, exactly. Honestly, their number was so low that in my head, I'm like, I'll just choose who's the lowest team. Oh, Orlando. Orlando's not that bad. Plus, they're in the East, so they'll win some free games against those other shitty Eastern teams. And I'm excited to be an Orlando Magic fan for 7 months and see what happens. What if they start out 5-5? I'm going to look like a gosh darn genius. Give me the Orlando Magic over.
Wendelka, do you think that Amir can name 6 Orlando Magic currently?
I'd love to see him try right now. Go ahead.
Let's watch.
Okay. We got Cole Anthony, which I already said, of course.
Yeah.
Greg Anthony's son. We all know him.
That's
one. UNC.
We don't care about the facts, just the names.
Jalen Suggs, my brother from a different mother.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. He was the number 4 pick. That's 2. Give me I believe they traded Vooch for Wendell Carter Jr., who may or may not be playing.
That's three.
He also just got an extension today.
Dude, extension bros. We're loving it out there. Terrence Ross, human flamethrower, still on the Magic. I believe he is.
Still on the Magic, yep. Hasn't been traded yet.
And now I'm at the point where I'm really starting to spin my wheels. Jonathan Isaac, famous anti-vaxxer, injured, but kind of on the team still. Mo Bamba for sure is still on
the team. Six.
That's six.
Well done.
Can he go nine? The real question is, can he go nine?
Can anybody name any I forgot?
Is the real question. Yeah. Yes, of course. Okay.
Who you
Another
got?
Point guard.
Okay.
Come on, dude.
Am I forgetting? Who?
Yes. Another point guard who was in Ben Simmons' situation just a year earlier.
Oh, that's right. Markelle Fultz. Mm-hmm. He's great, too. This is going to be a fun team. I'm excited.
Two more. We need two more Magic on your Blumenfeld. That's cool. Seven.
Fucking
do it.
A Latvian tweenager that they took in the second round. I have no idea. Who else is on that team? Chris?
They have Robin Lopez.
That's right. That's fun.
Gary Harris.
Solid.
And solid your players. Boy, Brazzers, Iggy Brazdeikis. That's right, from the Knicks.
Your boy. Right.
And Michael Carter-Williams is on that team.
Wow. Sold. Absolutely sold.
RJ Hampton.
Yes, that's true. I should have thought of that one. Okay. So this is a solid team upstart. They shouldn't be the lowest over-under. Oklahoma City is worse than Orlando. Book it. Who wants to take that bet? I'm taking any takers. Tweet at me. Okay. We're on to Jesse. Third pick. You have Atlanta, Denver over. Who do you got for number three?
There's too much positivity. I hate it. But I think I'm going to have to continue it because I put these teams in a list and this team is still here.
Keep in mind, Marty is going back to back after you. So if you're thinking of two teams right now, you have to take the one that Marty definitely won't take.
Marty's a wild card. I don't know what he's going to do. That's a dangerous game. Give me the Bulls over. It'll be fun for me.
Yeah, I like for sure.
I like a lot of their players.
Yeah.
It's too high. I think it's too high. I think the hype is too high. It's not fair. I think it should be lower, but I'll have fun watching them.
If you want, I'll give you an option right now to take the under. Bulls under 40.
No, I want the over. I'm trying to inject some positivity in my life. I usually take all the unders. I'm trying to be a better person.
That's nice. That's really good. The power of positive thinking.
Did you guys hear my puff joke about the Orlando Magic mascot?
No, I actually didn't. What was that?
It was kind of buried when you were naming Orlando Magic players.
Run it back,
Puff
Jesse.
The Magic Dragon?
Yeah, I said puff.
That's the mascot.
That's the joke. That's the whole joke.
What was the setup to the punchline?
Everybody was talking, so I couldn't really get it.
It's the mascot's name. And so it's like, oh, he's a player on the team.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Him and Robin Lopez had to have a truce because they've been constantly battling over their careers. So,
Jesse, where can Buckets listeners tell you that they enjoyed that joke? What Instagram or Twitter handle can they hit you up at?
AEWWrestling.com.
Wow. That's one way to just torpedoed a great chance to get 8 to 10 new followers.
I don't want any followers. I don't even want to be on this podcast. I just want to gamble.
That's true. He complains every time. Anyway, the oldest living fish of all time is an Australian lungfish. Billy, for 2 points, how old is that fish?
Wow.
280 years old.
Okay, way under that. Anybody else have a guess?
Actually, you're looking at beef intestines. That's not a fish.
Yep.
How old is this fish?
The oldest Australian lungfish on record is 65 years old. That's the oldest fish of all time.
It's not that old.
My dad's old. Turtles
not impressed.
Backyard turtles live to 80.
That's not that old for a fish, you'd think. No. Anyway.
Backyard turtles live to 80. I'm on record to say that right now.
Back to negativity. We are taking some unders, folks. Jesse, I hope you're excited. I'm taking the reins. First up, Los Angeles Lakers under.
Brutal.
Westbrook coming in like a wrecking ball. Hello, Miley Cyrus. Hello, Russell Westbrook. This is over. LeBron is pissed. We're shipping everybody we can for Ben Simmons 20 games into this season.
That would be very exciting.
You're not safe. You're not safe on the Lakers.
Me?
He is going to run a fucking muck on that team. I don't care how many fucking highlights you get in the first five games with Westbrook, LeBron James, alley-oop.
Nope.
It's not going to matter.
Not going to matter.
Gonna ruin this team.
You're
like
done.
He has for every other team he's been on for the last 6 years. Ask Damian Lillard, send him home. He's packing, he's out. The next pick.
The next we're just moving on, folks. Let's keep it rolling.
I was under the impression that some of us were now way past midnight, 1 minute past. So I'm trying to move myself along here.
Thank you. Next pick.
And under another team that gets way too much value every single year because it has superstars, but never carries the weight. That's right, Zeus. Keep waving your hands. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors under. See you later. I don't care. I don't even know when he's coming back. I don't want to hear his name. He's still hurt. He hasn't played basketball in 16 years. And then Steph Curry. Great. He makes some really awesome plays in the preseason. Guess who else can do that? I can. I can make great plays in the preseason. Sign me up. I absolutely can dish some dimes, hit some four-point plays. Yeah. Anyway, those are my two picks.
Okay. So who are you?
Marty can
tomorrow?
Thrive in the preseason. This is breaking news.
Yeah. Division one athlete, Lehigh University. Ask CJ McCollum. He's seen the stuff on the court. I got the sauce.
Have you ever played against CJ McCollum? You were in college at the same
time.
Good
question.
No, we were never in college at the same time.
And that's the only reason you didn't play him in basketball.
That's the only time you didn't get to see my preseason sauce. In fact, we would have been brushing elbows quite often because we're both D1 athletes at the same school working out on the same equipment. I ran into a lot of the basketball guys time and time again, actually. Yeah, that's right. Because we would share a lot because we were both D1 athletes.
I love the Warriors under pick. I think the Lakers are going to win 73 games. I didn't want to take them because I didn't want to be called a homer, but yeah, the right. Warriors under.
You took them last year, by the way. You took them with your second pick last year.
Interesting. I don't remember that, but I'll take your word for it. Jesse, will you avenge us as Lakers fans and take them over 51.5?
No, I don't need more rooting interest for the Lakers. There's already enough Lakers things in my life. All right, this has gone on long enough. Give me the Philadelphia 76ers under.
There's the ceremonial pick. You take them under every year, don't you?
Too much. There's just too much that can go wrong. Joel Embiid, very fragile. Doc Rivers is a very bad coach. All of that, the East has gotten better. And that doesn't even mention the whatever's happening with Ben Simmons. But yeah, give me the under.
What is the line?
It's only 50. And a half?
Yeah. 50.5.
Is Doc Rivers a bad coach? That's sort of set in stone. He's bad.
I think he's good. I think he's good as like a motivator voice speaker. So like when he comes into a new team, he's great. But then the longer it's a diminishing returns, the longer he's there. And he hasn't been there that long. So I don't expect him to be the sole reason they tank. But like, I just think there's a lot of different variables that could tank them.
What's his real first name?
Glenn.
Oh. Where did Doc come from? Jesse?
He's a pulmonary oncologist, if you can believe
that. That makes sense.
Insane, right? Dual degree.
That makes
basketball.
Perfect sense.
Sorry, I'm staring at these under because I have three overs as my first three picks. I'm on the clock and I want to diversify, but at the same time, I got to tell you, all these overs look much more fun to root for. Who am I taking under? Okay. Mm-hmm. I got one. The Sacramento Kings. Probably not very good. They're stuck in a division with Phoenix, the Clippers, the Lakers. They're going to have to play such great teams as Denver, Utah. They're not going to be favored against any of those teams ever. Luke Walton has been on the hot seat for 4.5 years, maybe 5.5. Maybe this is the year he finally gives up. He gets fired. Sacramento is going to have to tank eventually. 36.5 is pretty high. It's pretty darn close to 500. So I'll take the Sacramento Kings below 36.5 with my fourth pick.
I got a question for the fans at home. No, sorry, I'm asking on behalf of the fans at home.
If this is about fish, we have to move on.
No, it's not about fish. It's a real question.
Okay.
What does the division have to do anything with the games you play in the regular season?
That's what Jesse brought up the other day.
I was yelling and screaming at Amir about this.
You do play your divisional opponents four times.
a year. Also play almost everybody else in the conference four times.
Yeah, and then some other Western Conference teams they'll play three times.
There's a guarantee that you play them four times.
It's just better for business when you can hand out more trophies anyway.
It's really dumb. Nobody should talk about it. I just want to know why you're leaning so heavy.
Better for business if you can hang more banners and hand out more trophies at home.
I asked on their behalf because we're on the same team here.
Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, no problem.
They're one of the worst teams in the West. Yeah. So to me, someone's going to have to go like 24 and fucking 50, whatever in the West. And I think it might be Sacramento. Who's going to be worse than them? OKC, Houston, and question mark. So there you have it. Sacramento under 36.5. The Pacific Division, Sacramento Kings, I should say. All right, William, who you got now? You took Cleveland over, Brooklyn under, Memphis mm-hmm. under.
Mm-hmm.
Teams you wouldn't necessarily think about, but are you going more classic? Are you taking a blue chip team or are you going with the fucking, I don't know, Pistons or something at this point?
All good questions. I'm currently on forthewin.usatoday.com/lists.
Okay.
Kind of a nightmare situation. The Memphis Grizzlies, between their three experts, Mike, Blake, and Charles, they were all supporting the over on Memphis, which the previous blog that
you
I
hate
just referenced.
To see it. Hate to see it.
And here I am, handcuffed to Mike, Blake, and Charles's opinion on another team because I'm on this blog. So here we are at the number 13 pick. Mike, Blake, and Charles and I all agree that the New Orleans Pelicans will be under 39.5.
Interesting. Yeah.
Here's my thoughts.
I can see it. I like your pick so far. I got to tell you. I don't know if it's the blogs or you, but you're coming out hot.
Here's my and Mike's thoughts. And again, I don't know who Mike is, but it's too risky to bet that the Pelicans will hit this marker. We don't know when Zion Williamson will return. And when he does, we don't know how healthy he'll actually be after fracturing a bone in his foot. That's a wide ranging thing that could have some lingering effects.
That's true.
So I'd take the under and so would Mike.
I like that. I like that pick. If I didn't love Zion so much.
Question, but how does plagiarism work in podcasts?
It does not.
I think the answer. Since Billy's giving citing sources, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Right.
No, yeah. It's his opinion. He's just saying they agree.
I will ask this genuine question to the group. How have the New Orleans Pelicans gotten better since they traded Lonzo Ball? Can anyone answer that question?
They have who'd they get for him? No, they just lost him in free agency, right?
Correct.
Who'd they pick up this offseason?
Wasn't it technically like a sign and trade that was like a three-team deal where they got Devontae Graham from Charlotte? Like, I think it was something like Lonzo said to the Pelicans, I'm going to sign with Chicago. So like, you should try to get something back in return. And I think Chicago sent something to Charlotte, who in turn sent Devontae Graham to the Pelicans. But Billy, to your point, I don't know that Devontae Graham is going to, replace.
So here's a more specific question then. Are the Pelicans better with a lineup that starts Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Zion Williamson, or a lineup that starts whoever and just just Ingram and just Zion? Because it feels like that's a net loss, ultimately.
Yeah. They also lost Steven Adams in that Memphis sort of trade. He's on the Grizzlies now, which is your other team. Pelicans are a huge question mark.
But yeah, me and USA Today for the win feel very strongly, and some guy named Mike feel very strongly that the under on 39.5 is going to hit. So that's the pick.
All right. We got three more selections until the fourth round is done, and then we'll finish this draft off mic and post the results online by the time this podcast goes up. So Adam, with the penultimate pick in this 2021-2022 buckets over under draft, who you got?
Well, Amir, to reciprocate your Knicks over pick, I'm going to go Lakers over.
Love it. I absolutely love it.
I'm going to take the Lake Show. I get, Marty, your concerns about Westbrook being almost like an eccentric guy that could blow up a locker room. But they have like 35 Hall of Famers on their roster, and it just seems like... Aren't they still so very, very good? Sort of objectively and on paper, aren't they? Feels like they're good for 55 wins.
That'd be great.
In that ballpark.
And we'll know very quickly. Their October schedule is incredibly easy. So if they win their first game, it's like Cleveland, Houston, OKC, Spurs. It's like they'll be really, really good off the bat. Or if they're not, you'll know instantly and it'll
right
be,
away.
Yeah, sound the alarms.
Got it.
but yeah, Lakers over 51.5. I mean, how bad can a team with LeBron and Anthony Davis be?
That's my thinking. Yeah.
They won the championship. That's a great
just
team.
Health. If those guys are playing, even the great Russell Westbrook can't mess that up. If those guys are healthy, they'll be awesome. But if they're not healthy, then it's trouble.
Who was our third best player when Anthony Davis and LeBron James won a championship?
Changed night to night, but probably KCP.
Oh, yeah.
KCP, or Kuzma, depending on the night. But in the finals, KCP. So, I mean, Westbrook can't mess it up if those guys are healthy and rolling. But then
maybe
if they're not healthy.
Maybe I have weird Russell Westbrook like anti-dysmorphia, but isn't he like one of the greatest players of all time? Isn't he one of the best players who's ever lived? I feel like it's so crazy that like you guys are talking about the Lakers succeeding in spite of Westbrook. To me, he's like one of the best players that's walked this earth.
He does feel like Iverson plus in this weird, crazy way where it's just like
it's you amazing.
Agreed.
But does he lead to winning? He's never been the third. And will he act as though he's the third banana? Will he lead the Lakers in field goal attempts?
He flies in the face of everything that you think you want to put next to LeBron James in terms of like a 3-point shooter. And
maybe
all that
so. Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the issue. Like imagine if Allen Iverson was terrible at shooting threes and then they asked him to play next to like Shaq or some other big road dominant player. And then he was, he looked worse. I don't know.
Yes.
Jesse, what would you, I'm not going to ask Amir this question. What would you predict the Lakers record is at the end of this regular season?
I think it's so related to like, they're a team that I don't think is going to hit the number. Like if they're not healthy, they are going to be in the 40s. And if they're healthy, I honestly think they'll win 60 games.
So the question is, do you think they'll be healthy? And what do you think the number of wins will be?
That's such a dumb thing.
Put a number on it.
I hope they'll be healthy, and I think they'll win 59 games.
Wow. Okay, that's a guarantee.
23.
That's a guarantee.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, a lot to lose. You have a lot to lose by saying that.
What
kudos.
What's the logic around this? Like, they've never, ever played full seasons, either of them. And we're asking them to both stay
I'm talking about LeBron and AD. I'm not talking about Westbrook.
They're a year older. Everyone on that
team's played a full season every year except last year.
It's not even going to be a health issue. They're just going to be sitting games so they can be healthy for the playoffs.
If LeBron's healthy, he will not sit. He's a maniac. I wish he would sit. He's not.
What about the rest of them? They're all 80 years old.
I mean, I don't care about the rest of them. It's all LeBron and AD. If they're healthy and rolling, the team will win 60 games.
LeBron, it's been proven that LeBron can't do it himself. He tried a couple years in LA with no success. They have to have other people playing. I do agree with you that if they all play, they're pretty damn good. They're all too old. They're absolutely not going to play regular season games. All they care about is winning a championship, as they should. And because of that, you're hitting way under to the exact point in which you just referenced.
So why don't you take the Lakers under? Put your money
I'll take the Lakers under right now.
That was so much better than a fish fact.
Okay, what's the only fish to have eyelids?
No, it's already over. Okay. Yeah. When Duncan falling asleep, it's 12:13 in the morning, Brooklyn Nets time. Who you got as your fourth pick?
For the record, I loved all the fish stuff. My fourth and final pick here on the pod, I am going Orlando.
Wow, a little Broadway.
Wow.
Under.
Like I feel personally attacked. Yeah. Under 22 and a half. So what if
it's an abysmal season?
11 and 70 here.
That still wins you 10 and a half. That's it. 11, that's like such low
historically
dividends.
Bad. Okay, so what do you hate about Orlando? I mean, you just we walked through the roster.
Are they we done?
Incredible.
Can
young
you
athletic.
Name six Orlando Magic?
No, of course you can. I just did that.
The Magic are going to be one of the worst teams in the NBA.
Of course.
That's literally their objective. They're rebuilding. They're all in on ping pong balls. We're talking about a murderer's row of Cole Anthony, Mo Bamba, Mo and Franz Wagner.
Franz.
Good call. The brothers
Wendell
Wagner.
Carter,
yeah.
Wendell Carter, Rolo, Iggy Brazdeikis, Michael Carter Williams, the Magic, they're waiting still on Markelle Fultz and Jonathan Isaac. Both of those guys are hurt. Wishing them good health. RJ Hampton's a talented, fun player, but he's like a major project. He's Westbrook 2.0, like athletic freak, broken jump shot, non-existent jump shot.
That sounds like a 49-win team, as you talked about. But agree to disagree.
Exactly. Jalen Jalen Suggs could be really good one day, but the team is not built to win right now. The Magic, they're going to play hard, but they will be worse than last year. Last year, they won 21
Give us a
games.
Record. Give us a record, Wendelken. What are you predicting? For
Would
the
you say
Orlando
it was prorated?
Magic?
Would you say that was prorated, though?
Prorated? No, 21 is what they won, and then you want to prorate though? That. That's 24 wins. That's 24.
We don't
We're in the black, baby.
We don't want to prorate it. We don't want to prorate it. Wendelken, put your name on it right now. What is the Magic final season record?
Can they win 16 games, 18 games? I'd like to find out.
You're saying 17 and 57? Something
67,
like that?
Yeah. 67. 15 and 67.
It would be
right
historic.
That's a mess.
It would be historic and so fun. It would be great for the league. We could see history made. I would love it. And I'm going under 22.5 for Orlando.
Zeus is unfazed by that pick. The muscles in his face haven't moved in a minute.
He's looking up blogs that you're referring to. He's trying to see what Blake, Mike, and Billy think for his last pick.
Respect, Zeus.
Zeus, if you want, I'll give you two picks right now since you got two. But if you're only responsible for saying one.
Okay.
And honestly, take your time.
I'm going to go with a team that I think is going to have the best regular season record in the Western Conference, the Phoenix Suns over.
Not bad. They're a pretty darn good basketball team with a lot to prove.
It's an Ayton contract year, right? So whoever doesn't want to pay him, they'll all rally around that.
You just said that you like the fucking Gafford extension. Now you pick a team with a contract that's hanging over their heads that he didn't sign. And you like them both. You can't have it both ways.
No, because Gafford means one's not tanking, and this means they're all playing for him. It's like that the major league. It's like a real life major league. They're playing in spite of the owner.
That's cool. Okay, Phoenix Suns over 51.5. Do you want to see your last pick, or you'll save that for a rainy day, aka tomorrow before the season starts?
I'll say it right now, based on what Billy said about Mike, Jim, and Samantha on For the Win.
Oh no! Oh Memphis no! Over.
Who?
Memphis over.
Oh, you son of a bitch! You stabbed me in the back when I was not looking, Zeus. I thought you were my friend, dude.
I was, and you gave me this great information. That was great. Insight,
you know, folks,
if you in front of me so I could read off what they said about him.
You know what? You're right. If you Google over under predictions, you can get some great blogs, folks. And Zeus and I am really going to pay off this season.
And everybody's got
say,
one.
I do way too much. I just look up way too many blogs about this kind of stuff. I had 11 different sources. And of the 11 sources, 9 of them said Memphis over, including our three friends at For the Win.
Wow.
This is also, one of those sources was oddschecker.com, which I've been under.
Fuck off, Zeus. Now it's going to be an explicit. It's an explicit podcast because I said fuck off. Zeus, fuck off.
I'm going to have to change the rating based just on that F off right there.
Also, because Marty played a commercial song earlier.
Sorry. you deserve better, Wendelken.
You've been plagiarizing about 5 different websites.
What are we doing?
Bit of a wild card.
We're halfway through this draft. We'll finish it offline. We'll post it soon. I'll post this episode just in time for the season to begin. Congratulations, guys. We made it. Wendelken, before you fall asleep, what do you got to promote? What do you got to plug?
I co-host a podcast with NBA insider Ben Crotz. It's called SwishFM.com. You can find it in Apple, Spotify, all the places you get podcasts.
And I think most of the people in here have been on that show as well.
Yeah, that's right. Jesse, Zeus, open invitation.
There we go. I know you guys talk about wrestling too, Jesse's other passion. So I feel like there's a crossover Jesse Swish FM episode to be had.
Yeah, definitely.
Billy and Adam, no joke. No joke pod.
Centric episode. I'm your guy.
Yeah, I don't think that'll come up. I don't know if that will. Anyway, Billy and Adam, no joke podcast on the HeadGum Network.
On your HeadGum Podcast Network. Yes.
Adam, do you have any personal plugs? I have a couple personal plugs I want to get out for.
Take it away, Bill. Take it away.
No, please. You first.
No, you first, man. You first.
No, please get your personal plugs out and then I'll get my personal plugs.
Okay. I just want to plug fish as a species. Look up your facts. I'm curious to know which have eyelids and which are old. To you, Bill.
All right, good plugs. I want to plug Cleveland Cavaliers over. Brooklyn under, Memphis under, New Orleans under, and the future picks that I have. I also just want to plug good vibes, guys.
Hell yeah.
Good
hell
vibes.
Yeah. Right on.
To good Jesse, vibration. To Zeus, everyone. I know that we were goofing for a lot of this podcast, giving each other a hard time. Good vibes this season. May we all win. And may we all learn new fish facts along the way. Marty in the seventh spot. Tough spot to find yourself. Long gaps without talking. We love you, buddy. Good vibes all around. That's my plug.
Marty, do you have anything to promote? What about our live shows this week in Brooklyn?
Right.
Well, that's the, I thought that's what you were going to plug, but I'll do it for you.
I know they're in New York. It's not even Brooklyn. It's proper Manhattan.
That's right. Gramercy Theater. We have two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday. When is this episode coming out, Amir?
Tomorrow.
Oh, great. Perfect. So two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday. Friday, you have the Headgum podcast and Not Another D&D podcast. And on Saturday, you have High and Mighty Power Hour with John Gabris, featuring the Doughboys, who are then going to run straight into absolutely shit-canned into their own show.
Oh my
the
God.
The Doughboys at oh my night. God. It's going to be one that you cannot miss. In fact, I think you can only get into the High and Mighty show at this point because Doughboys is sold out. But Jesus Christ, what a shit show this is going to be. You have to be there for it, let alone the Headgum podcast on Friday, which is going to be featuring your boy, Amir Blumenfeld. It's going to be an absolute train wreck for other reasons, no alcohol included. And I can't wait to be in the crowd to watch all these shows. So if you have a chance, definitely go buy tickets if you're in New York for Friday's 7:30 show for Headgum Podcast. And then the rest of the shows that aren't sold out, including the High and Mighty Power, because that's going to be fucking awesome too. And
at Billy Scafuri, at Adam Lustig, at Chris Wendelkin for more info.
No, Billy's in my DMs pumping me up left and right all the time. This week was my 37th birthday. Billy's absolutely telling me to go ham, loving every single one of my posts. I can't thank Billy enough, Billy Scafuri, on Twitter and Instagram. For absolutely.
Are you drunk right now? You're
did Marty just
your
do
voice.
A power hour? Marty just did a power hour.
I mean, I love you guys. You guys are the best. Thank you so
drunk
much for coming
trite.
By.
Too much trite.
Drunk on stomach
swallow
line.
This.
Okay. This is crazy, man. This stripe is crazy.
Good work, everyone. I have to stop this so I can finally upload it. Congratulations. Let's keep the party rolling. We each have four more picks to go. And thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back next year / next week / next month. Whenever we want. Thanks for listening and ciao, everybody.
Good vibes only.
That was a HeadGum Original.